Oh, absolutely frozen. Oh man, I'm gonna have to ask him for a Jubal toddy. That's where they heat up some Jubal and mullet somehow, and then add a little, you know, the hard stuff. I'm sure the cook has some. I'll even stand for some cooking sherry warmed up over Sterno or a Bic lighter at this point. Let me tell you, everything that you know about It's a Wonderful Life is a lie, okay? That whole movie is predicated on an absolutely false assumption. I've been standing out there on a bridge, looking sort of like I was gonna toss myself off over despair and things, waiting for a little angel in a flour sack to show up and give me a tour of what the world would have been like if I hadn't lived. Which, when you kind of think about it, it was a really stupid thing to do. I mean, I would have taken George Bailey through what would have happened after he died, okay? Because it wasn't like George Bailey hadn't existed up to that point. The angel should have said, no, you know, okay, look, you throw yourself out. Here's what's going to happen. The auditors are going to come in. They're going to assume you killed yourself because of some financial skullduggery or something, you know? And secondly, your life insurance is nothing. You got how many kids? And, you know, the Zazu thing and all the rest of it. And your wife's going to remarry, and he's probably going to be a very successful and handsome guy. And generally, you know, no, don't jump off. But no, the angel takes him back to the beginning and shows him what life would have been like and all the lives that he affected. And, you know, who wouldn't want to know that? Who would not want to know exactly what life in the world would have been like if they hadn't existed? Because we all think we're the center of the world somehow, and it'd be kind of nice to, I don't know, have it proven. So, you know, I'm out there standing, you know, looking with a long face, boo-hoo, and all the rest of it, in the howling wind, waiting for my angel. No angel shows up. After about 30 minutes or so, I figured, okay, well, let's put a leg over the railing. Maybe that's what he's waiting for, some serious sign like that, you know? Put the leg over the railing. No, what do I get? I get frozen parts of me that I don't even want to begin to think about or discuss. So that didn't work for a while. You know, cars come by, people honk, you know, first couple of cars, I thought, well, you know, maybe the angel's driving these days. You know, Clarence hadn't gotten his wings, right? He wasn't able to actually flitter about in the accustomed conveyance of angels with a big, large, bird-like things coming out of their back and their shoulder blades and the rest of it. How exactly they reconfigure the human physiology to accompany wings? I mean, does that mean when you get to heaven, all your bones get hollowed out? I don't know. I haven't thought this thing through. Obviously. All I know is I was out there for about 45 minutes waiting for my angel, and nobody comes. Nobody comes. So what do I got to do? I got to get back in the car and drive to the diner. I thought I'd have lots of fun stuff to tell you. Well, how are you going to do? How are you going to do? Hi there, folks. Welcome to the diner on this cold December day. Here we are, and I am, as you may have guessed or not, James Lilacs, and I happen to be sitting, shivering, on buttocks of ice at my accustomed place at the long boomerang pattern formica counter at the old diner out on old Highway 23, about 18 and a half minutes from wherever you happen to be right now. Less, of course, if you're walking, which is entirely possible because it's cold out there, the roads are slick, cars are in the ditch, and it's just a perfect, perfect Minnesota December. Well, as I noted last week I noted that it was beginning to look a lot like Christmas. I would like to report that it is continuing to resemble an extravagant amount of Christmas. And as a matter of fact, they're predicting this to continue exponentially until actual Christmas. It will continue to look like Christmas in greater and greater quantities. The tree is up, and the smaller tree is up as well. I don't know why, but that's just some peculiar diner tradition. They've got one big tree at the end there wedged in the corner, and then there's a smaller one on the counter by the cash register, and it's festooned with toothpicks. Actually, it's the staff spent a lot of time on it, but I guess the toothpick tree is a tradition in these parts and always has been since the diner opened. They take they're pre-wrapped toothpicks, in case you're curious. They're wrapped for your protection, because we all know the perils and pitfalls of an infected toothpick, right? So instead of that one, you know, the dish where people are always stabbing their grubby mitts into it, or even that wonderful little one that has the weighted cylinder that it dispenses them one at a time, no, the diner's toothpicks have always been pre-wrapped. They come in little paper sheaths. For a while there were lemon toothpicks, Haven't seen those in a while. They were also pre-wrapped. And then cinnamon toothpicks as well, which came in packs of three and were wrapped in cellophane that had sort of red stripes on it. Warning! Warning! Cinnamon ahead! Just give people a heads up on that. So they took all the little pre-wrapped ones and they put tiny little hooks on them made out of dental floss and hung them by care on the tree. And the idea of being, of course, is that people would take them, but everyone just assumes that they're decorations and nobody's touched the things. So essentially people have been walking out of here for a week without picked teeth. Well, what else is new? Nothing that I can think of. Christmas proceeds apace, as I noted. The snow is deep. It glistens in the morning. It shines in the night. The trees are up in every home that I've been to. The presents are not exactly heaped yet, but the heaping will come. The music has been playing on the radio and at home, and it feels right. Toddies have been made. Wine has been mulled. As I previously noted, I have no idea what mulling means. I've always thought it a peculiar term, as though there's some sort of pondering involved, or rumination. Let's go ruminate some wine. Let's go ponder and ruminate some wine. Let's have a long, thoughtful consideration of wine, and when it's fully mulled, we'll drink it. All these things are going perfectly. It looks like there will be a Christmas, which is sort of bad news if you're in the Christmas writing business, I guess. I mean, this would be a horrible Christmas if you were one of those authors of a children's story or an animated special or something. Kids, I've got news. It doesn't look like Christmas is in peril this year. Oh, no, I know, but it doesn't look as if Christmas will not happen. The premise of every single Christmas story I know. Some danger. Something is going to ruin Christmas. And it's always a very sort of, well, materialistic reduction of the whole Christmas thing. You know, Santa doesn't say, well, I can't get in the sleigh this year. I guess Jesus Christ will be unborn. No, I mean, it's always, you won't get your toys. You know, so they wait a day. Big deal. But in most of these specials, and I'm sure I've said this before, it's an obvious remark, Santa seems awfully eager to bail out sometimes, doesn't he? Santa, Rudolph has pink eye or something, I don't know. Oh, looks like there won't be a Christmas. No, really, we've got 48 backup reindeer, really. No, again, won't be a Christmas this year without Rudolph. No, seriously. No, it's clearing up. We got some antibiotics. He's going to be fine. No, he might have a reaction over the North Pole, you know. Sometimes you just get the feeling that he's looking for any old excuse. You can't blame him, really. It's hard work. Hard work, especially the part where they have to tangle with the jets. That's my favorite part. Every year, NORAD will tell you, a sleigh has been sighted. One of these years, by God, the North Koreans, in concert with Al-Qaeda and Syria and every other member of the Axis and spoken transmission of evil, are going to figure out this is the absolute optimum opportunity to lob one over the pole. I know the guys at NORAD will be saying, well, look at that. Finally, you know, we've been lying about this for years, and it looks like old man SC is on his way after all. And then and it's the mushrooms, and it's the wailing, and it looks like Christmas won't be here after all, kids. Looks like Christmas has been ruined this year by total thermonuclear exchange. Yes, well, that's a special I'm not looking forward to seeing or living through. Doubt it'll happen. Anyway, it's good to be here. I'm starting to warm up a little bit now. And something here that I am a little worried about. There are individual ornaments at various spots on the counter here. There's no Pillsbury Doughboy. Should note that. The 9-foot-tall Terminator robot Pillsbury Doughboy shaped creature from the future is out on his pedestal, his plinth, outside of the diner by the parking lot as usual, and his head has been fashioned back on his body, in case you're curious, and he has been, well, it's easy to make the Doughboy into a Santa Claus figure, just took a lick of paint, so to speak, several licks of paint, and he's very festive, and he's been draped and or festooned with garlands of lights. But I'm glad there's just not a little Pillsbury Doughboy robot here at my counter, because we all know how that turned out last year, didn't we? Started out fun. The next thing you know, the diner was sold, and I had to move my stool, and my bucket was in peril. But the ornament that has been placed by my usual accustomed spot is well, he's got a little jingle bell, of course, because that says December to everyone. This is the thing that... What was the point of this, the jingle bells, exactly? Was it to warn everybody else that somebody's coming? Was that it? You'll be driving along and then you'll hear the jingle bells? It's like somebody riding the horn for 30 miles? I mean, is that it? Huh. Good thing that that it's a pleasant sound. I mean, if they'd used the crack of the whip followed by a cry of pain from the horse, the whole holiday season would be different, wouldn't it? Now the little jingle bell is much nicer. But the jingle bell is affixed to the conical hat of a small 50-ish pixie. I'm going to call him 50 Pixie. With a little pokey nose and a horrible leering grin and gigantic Kewpie eyes with three eyelashes each. He's a creepy-looking SOB, let me tell you. I've seen things like this in the Twilight Zone. They always come to life. They always come to life at the end. Hey, 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 I am your friend. Ah, and then they snip, and there's the stabbing, and then, you know, Claude Rains ends up dead or something. But yeah, you know, there's no way that I can position him on the counter here where he's not looking at me. His eyes follow me wherever he goes. So I'm just going to put him face down and hold on, cover it with a napkin. There. I don't like him. Anyway, shall we investigate the jukebox possibilities? I think we should. Sure, there's one big batch of wonderful merry holiday music to be heard here. Let's start at the top of the list and see what the fellow who comes in the middle of the night and stalks our jukebox with prescient skill has chosen for us today. Let's go right to A1 and see who's here.
The best place to be at Christmas time is way out in the country. Don't you agree, Mr. Green Jeans?
I certainly do, Captain, and I wish we were way out in the country right now.
Well, you know, the next best thing to doing what you want is pretending, right?
Right.
Well, let's just pretend that we're way out in the country and all the hills and the meadows are covered with snow. Even the roads are covered with snow.
Just right for a nice, long sleigh ride.
A sleigh ride? What a wonderful idea!
But how'll we ever find a sleigh?
Same way we got to the country. Climb aboard, everyone, and let's go!
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting-tingling, too.
Step back, singers.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Let's all enunciate.
Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you who.
You who.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go.
Let's look at the show.
We're riding in a wonderland of snow.
Too much coffee for the captain.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. It's grand.
Just holding your hand.
Mr. Green Jeans.
We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland.
Let go of my hand.
Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we.
Let go of my hand, Mr. Green
We're
Jeans.
We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be.
I don't like you in that way.
Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two.
It's a dancing bear on you.
Come on, it's lovely weather for us. Sleigh ride together with you.
Dancing bear, get up!
Say, there's a Christmas party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day.
It'll nearly be like a picture print by Courier and Dives.
These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Exhausting. I had no idea the captain had so much energy in those days. He was like that all the time, and I don't remember him being like that all the time, but if he was like that all the time, I think after a couple hours the kids would start to get a little scared. You're scaring me, Captain. You're so you all of a sudden. You're more than you. You're more you than we expected. A lot of Captain Kangaroo in that piece. Well, anyway, so the, that's odd. Didn't I put a napkin over 50 Pixie? I did. And it's off. But I put him face down, too, but he's face up now. Huh. I wonder if there's some sort of sympathetic vibration going on between the jingle bell and his conical hat and the jingle bells and the songs. Maybe it somehow makes him move around. Which, of course, makes no sense unless he's sent from hell, as these things often are. Well, I'm going to cover him up again because I don't want to look at his scary little leering face. Move along. Let's go back in the catalog here and see what merry, merry, merry music we can get from T2.
Surprise!
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting-tingling too.
Why, it's Jim Nabors.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling.
Shazam!
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand.
We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland.
Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like the birds of a feather would be.
Well, shine,
let's take
shine,
that
shine.
For us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday
okay,
party.
Okay, this is just damned peculiar, and I don't mean that particular voice coming out of Gomer Pyle. Made my peace with that a long time ago. No, it's 50 Pixie here. I just looked down, and the napkin that I put over its face is off, is gone. Now, there are two possible things that be going on here. The aforementioned possibility of him being sent from hell, which happens, or a ventilator current took it away. I'm going to watch him carefully.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
I love
a sleigh ride. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show.
Oh, does this song never end?
Wonderland of snow.
Wonderland, check.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's red. Just holding your hand.
Hand holding, check.
We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland.
Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we.
Rosy noses, check.
We're snuggled up together like the birds of a feather would be.
If birds rode in a horse
let's
carriage,
take that
check.
Road before us and sing a chorus or two.
Chorus is sung, check.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
We're together, lovely weather when you're by my side. On a lovely Christmas Eve.
Shazam!
Okay, if I don't hear that one for the rest of the season, that's just fine. Very strange. Okay, I didn't put the napkin back on him because I didn't want to look back and see that he'd shook it off. He done shook it off, Sarge. He'd shaken it off, but he hasn't. But he's still face down. So I guess it was the air currents then. I mean, really, Occam's razor and all that. What is the likelihood that this little charming, if leeringly 50s pixies that was placed here by somebody was sent from the pitchfork guy, the whole brimstone crowd? What's the likelihood they would do that at the Christmas season? I think even doesn't the devil take Christmas off? I mean, isn't it pretty much understood? This just isn't the time to be working. I mean, if there's a downtime in hell, it's got to be Christmas. Oh, I'm sure there are some eager beavers who are always, want to impress the boss and work overtime. And I suppose it would be impressive if you could bring a whole crop of souls around Christmas time or so. But, no, I think they just knock off, pretty much. For all we know, they just outsource the elves to Santa. Or the imps, Give them a shave, a little makeup to hide all the shankers and the rest of it. Yeah, Santa probably uses hell as his temp agency. Outsourcing, don't you know? Plague of the 21st century. All right, well, I believe, yes, I do. I believe that I am getting up, and I am going to use the lavatory just to wash my hands. I'm just, run them under the hot water to get some feeling back, because still tips of my extremities are numb from standing out there by the bridge waiting for my angel to show up and keep me from jumping off the bridge. Not that I wanted to, just curious to see how things would have been. Maybe it's best that I didn't, though. Maybe if you do have a guardian angel and things, if you hadn't been around, would have been really great. They kind of keep that from you. You really wouldn't want to see that. Oh, no. See, if you hadn't been born. Oh, look at your wife. She's living in a mansion. Is that a mansion? Oh, it's 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. My bad. Yeah, she would have been doing okay. Fine. Yep. Pretty much. Your wife would have had 17 children. Oh, gorgeous, smart, and intelligent. And your parents? Well, they would have taken that money and invested it. And 70 years later, it was used to fund a cure for cancer. But you came along, and so we're just going to stick with that, aren't we? Thanks, Clarence. All right, as I said, I'll be off. Now, if we could, a word from some of our sponsors.
Now, here's a real solution to many of your Christmas shopping problems. If your friends smoke a long cigarette, give the best of long cigarettes, Fatima.
Give Fatima for quality.
The name Fatima has always stood for the best in cigarette quality.
Give Fatima for flavor.
Fatima has a much different, much better flavor and aroma than any other long cigarette.
Give Fatima. They're extra mild.
Yes, Fatima is the long cigarette which contains the finest Turkish and domestic tobaccos superbly blended to make Fatima extra mild. Yes, extra mild.
So give Fatima for Christmas in the attractive golden yellow carton.
It's the long cigarette that has doubled and redoubled its smokers. Yes, more and more smokers every day agree. Fatima is the best of all long cigarettes. Smoke the best of long cigarettes. Smoke Fatima. Fatima is the long cigarette which contains the finest Turkish and domestic tobaccos superbly blended to make Fatima extra mild. And that's why Fatima has a much different, much better flavor and aroma than any other long cigarette. That's why Fatima is doubling and redoubling its smokers. So, if you want a long cigarette, smoke the best of all long cigarettes. Smoke long cigarettes. Smoke the best of long cigarettes. Smoke Fatima. Fatima is the long cigarette which contains the finest Turkish and domestic tobaccos superbly blended to make Fatima extra mild. And that's why Fatima has a much different, much better flavor and aroma than any other long cigarette. That's why Fatima is doubling and redoubling its smokers. So, if you want a long cigarette, smoke the best of all long cigarettes.
Yeah. My man, Brian Setzer.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring ting a tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather, so you ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you.
Brian, buddy, I love you, but I'm starting to get tired of this song. I'm going to replace it. You know, I went on a sleigh ride when I was a kid. The combination sleigh ride, hay ride. It was a sled. It was a big sled. It had hay piled on the back, and you... Everybody got on, and the horses took us into the winter wonderland, so to speak. What I remember the most about it was that somebody threw hay in my face, and a small little piece of hay was lodged in my eyeball. Let's all wince together, shall we? A piece of hay was lodged in my eyeball. I had to go to the doctor to have it removed, and he puts this strange big metal device up to my eyes and squinted at it and said, "Yes, you have a piece of hay embedded into your eyeball," and he plucked it out with the tweezers. That was fun. Love those sleigh rides. More hay. All right, I got the feeling that I used to stock this jukebox is trying to tell me something here. I'm not exactly sure what it is, and I don't think I like it. All right, let's try something else here. Let's try... Where'd 50's Pixie go? It was just here when I went to the lab. It was sitting on the counter. Now it's gone. Well, there are two possibilities. One, somebody took it. Or two, it scurried off of its own accord, it being animate and evil. Again, I'm going with the simplest explanation. Somebody was walking by and probably thought that would be a fun thing to take home for the child. And so some poor little kid will find that leering face peering out at them from in between the boughs of a tree. And then it will wake at midnight and start the stabbing. Of course, it's only 3-4 inches tall. Not a lot of damage you can do. I mean, you can... It's very unwise to be 4 inches tall and start stabbing people with toothpicks. Because they step on you, that's the end of that. And then we all find out whether or not there's actual guts inside of a stuffed little plastic-faced 50s pixie thing creature. Okay, anyway. Let's see here. Let's go to N1. Oh, mother of Leroy Anderson. Okay, who's this version by? Dolly Parton? Dawkin? Air Supply?
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring ting tingling too.
It's Air Supply.
Come on, it's lovely when the forest they ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling.
Little Beano for the brass section there? Good lord.
Come on, it's lovely when the forest they ride together with you.
Did they have more than one singer? Apparently so. No, let's not. Let's not and say we did. Weren't they Australian? Didn't Air Supply strine music of the most debased and anodyne sort? If that was the case, then they would be celebrating Christmas in the summertime, okay? Then they wouldn't be riding on sleighs. So there's no native tradition in Australia of associating sleigh rides and snow and red noses and snowmen and Farmer Brown with Christmas. It just isn't. I don't care if they were settled by people from a normal clime, from a normal northern clime. I don't care. Why does everybody feel compelled to record this song? It's the jingling. I'm sorry. It's just, it's the jingling. You know, if every time a normal bell rings, you know, an angel gets his wings, that whole thing from It's a Wonderful Life, you know, every time a sleigh bell jingles, devil probably gets his horns. There he is. There's 50 Pixie. Leaned over and he... Very hot. He's hanging from underneath the counter. Like a bat. Hold on a sec. He's stuck in gum. He's hanging like a bat. Let me... Did I mention... The eyes, the Kewpie eyes. They're staring straight ahead. I'd have sworn they were looking off to the side when I first saw him. I don't know. He's oddly compelling in a way here. The more I look at him, the dizzier I get. Do you hear that? You hear jingle bells? I hear... Everything's starting to get foggy. Oh, boy. I think I better sign off here for a while. I must be really tired because it looks like... Looks like 50s Pixie is actually starting to wink at me and the little leering mouth is sort of moving like he's saying something. So I'll talk to you next week. What's that jingle, Pixie? What do you want me to say to the people? Of course. Thank you for coming by. I am James Lilacs, and I hope you have enjoyed the diner for Friday, December 14th, 2007. We'll see you next week with another episode. Unless, of course, I was never born. And that would make for a very interesting episode indeed, wouldn't it, Jingle Pixie? Wouldn't it? Smiling. The cutest little thing I've ever seen. I love you, Jingle Pixie. I love you, Jingle Pixie. Don't ever leave me, Jingle Pixie. Smile for me again. Everything's gonna be okay, Jingle Pixie, isn't it? Why are you looking at me like that? No, smile again. Why are you taking off your cap? I don't like that you have horns, Jingle Pixie. I don't like that you have horns at all.